Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR.
101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. The Tuesday after Thanksgiving, everyone feeling as stuffed as a turkey. And for leftovers, you'll no doubt be using lots and lots of tinfoil, which of course is the inspiration behind today's song from Lynn Lifter on Disc Order Radio. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Tinfoil by Lynn Lifter, going back to 1996. We thought with today being the Tuesday after Thanksgiving and lots of tinfoil being used by many people to enjoy all their leftovers, it was a good opening song. Lynn Lifter there featuring Ryan Dahl, now of the Mounties, and believe it or not, 20 years later, those guys are still kicking. They actually were playing some shows out east just last month. Okay, so it is Tuesday, just after 5, Disc Order Radio, and we're going to launch right into the charts. This is the segment we've been doing for the last few months where we read out the top 5 most played albums of the week here on CITR. Claire Bailey is with me as usual, along with Matt Muse. And by the way, quick shout-outs to Matt Muse, who started his day in Calgary at 3:30 a.m., and then hauled ass all the way back here for about 12 hours intensely on the highway. Congrats, Matt. Well done.
Yay.
How do you feel?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. He's already seen a lot of the country on this lovely Tuesday. So, Claire, let's get right into the charts. Who is number 5 this week?
Number 5 is Lyé with their album Truth or Consequences.
Number 4, dropping from number 1 last week, is Gal Grayson with the album The Hard Part Begins.
Number 3 is Art Deco with Day Fevers.
Number two, last month's cover artist and artist who was with us a couple weeks ago, Roxanne Nesbitt, a.k.a. Graftician, with her album Wanderweave.
And number one, this month's cover artist, Puzzlehead, with Fred's Man Cave. And we are going to play a song off that album called Domino on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Tough was the name of that track from Late Spring off their latest album, Invisible. Late Spring, you may recognize them as one of CITR's favorite bands of 2016. They were the Shindig winners last year. Speaking of Shindig, it is actually starting up again next week. For those that are not in the know, Shindig is CITR-sponsored local battle bands. 27 local bands get their chance to battle it out head-to-head, week after week, over the course of, I guess it's about, what, 12 or 13 weeks?
Well, if it starts next week and it goes until like halfway through December, that's two months?
It's officially 9 nights. So there's 27 bands, 3 bands per night, so 27 bands, but then they have semifinals and finals. So I think we get a total of 13 different nights. It's all taking place at Pat's Pub on Hastings, just east of Maine. So Tuesday nights for the next 13 weeks is going to be jam-packed with music. We invite everyone to come on down. It's going to be a great night. And next week is when it officially kicks off. In fact, we might even have a few new voices to help tell the masses who will be playing this year at Shindig. Just want to make a quick mention. We've got a colorful cast of characters, including Dora, Kat, Lisa, Calvin, and Connor that are in the studio right now as part of our new Discord Radio Collective. And you might be hearing some of their voices on the air next week and in the coming weeks. And maybe just tell us about what's happening with Shindig next week. And also, we played that song right now, too, because normally this is the second Tuesday of the month. Normally on the second Tuesday is when they have Art Rock ? At the Astoria. It's Casey Way of Late Spring's Art Rock event that she has monthly. And currently Casey is on tour in Europe with her other project, Hazy. So this is the first one she's missed in over a year. But Art Rock ? Comes back for a second year starting next month, and it's back to second Tuesdays in November. So Claire, you're here with us as well. One of your good friend and housemate is playing a show this weekend, is that correct?
That's correct. Sam Tudor is playing a show on October 15th with David Simard and James Lamb, and that's at the Wise Hall. So we're going to play a song from Sam Tudor called Modern New Year off his album, The Modern New Year.
All right, let's give it a spin right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
It was only early days, then you were held tight, moving back and forth in the cradle at night. Cain and Abel's song, singing out your lullaby. And you'll be often finding mystical ways of showing me your nights better spent than my days. And I'd never disagree with letters from a higher place. You've been on the run, I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time. Around October, dropping your leaves, leaving by November, rolling up sleeves. Shared the center stage once, I'm afraid to change once more. Cause it's gotta be the next year, never be today. Like saving someone's life, but only going halfway. Colored in the lines, never thought to draw my. Been on the run, I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very
MRG Contest presents Flock of Dimes this Friday, October 21st at the Cobalt. Show begins at 7 p.m. Touring in support of the new album, If You See Me, Say Yes, on Prestige Records, Jen Wassner of Y Oak explores the atmospheric side of pop with Flock of Dimes. Find tickets online at mrgconcerts.com. This October 21st, Flock of Dimes at the Cobalt.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is the big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Yo, what's up? You hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Kloss Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and ooh!
Well, any sense I had is gone. On an open field you had me run. Where was the light we had before? I don't know why I ask at all. I keep on talking carelessly. I look in books and magazines, thinking a word could be enough. You look at me, I'm burning up. When I hear your good advice, I'm starting something. And good advice, I'm running from it. I didn't ask it, I didn't want it. In an empty room, you pardon me, but all around us whispering what we have now. So just be rude or your kindness. You give it out so easily that now I drown in reasoning. I can't be helped or even hurt, and every word makes me feel worse. When I your good advice, I'm starting something. Your good advice, any sense I have at all is gone. On the open field you had on the open field, where was the light we had before? Oh, I don't know why I ask at all. If the pardon isn't what I was, I can't be housed or even held by all this good advice I've heard. All your good advice, I started something I should have known that I did.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Bassia Bulat with good advice. She is playing at the Vogue this week with OPEP from Melbourne, Australia. And we are back here on Discord Radio, the Discorder Collective show. We got lots of friendly faces that are here in studio taking it all in. Of course, Claire Bailey and Matt Muse are here as per usual. And right now we're going to focus on the under-review section of the magazine. The brand new October issue, page 16. Lots of great albums that are being reviewed, including 94 with the album It's Yours. 94 is an Ontario-born artist known as Tevin Douglas, originally from Scarborough, Ontario, just outside of Toronto. A great little album that includes references to popular Canadian music venues like Republic Nightclub here in Vancouver, as well as a recently closed Barcode in Toronto. And a lot of the album, the themes focus on Douglas's struggles as an up-and-coming Vancouver artist, struggling with the doubt and criticism that surround him as an upcoming artist. And you can hear all about that and read more about it on page 16 in the interview section. A nice job there by Matt Wilkins. We are going to hear the title track from that album right now. It's called It's Yours from 94. And by the way, in the video, he is rocking a Blue Jays cap. So we also get some props for that as well. 94, It's Yours, Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Pipe right down, I'm on a mission, we're getting the vision. The way I can stop right now, it's time to the essence. No time for relations, cause I ain't got patience. And know I got hype right now, I'm loving this hype right now. I just show my stripes right now, I need to be white right down. 2 hours taking flight right now, the spirit's in sight right now. My flow mean despite my smile, I know they won't bite my style. You're truly gonna bite right now. We don't get doing that shit, just come get me doing that shit. Cause I'm on the way right now, doing two a days right now. But we don't play right now, baby come play right now. I know that the times right, I know when the times right. You're giving me that look, yeah you're giving me that look. And I like the way you look, when you're giving me that look. I'ma beat it up, baby let me take a look, yeah. I know that the times right, when I get inside you be screaming that it's yours. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours. I know that the times right, when I get inside, you be screaming.
yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Just know that I got it now. See me with a day one now. See me pop, you ain't popping now. Bitches talking what they talking about. Yo, truly what they talking about. Cause in my city, I be killing shit. You don't know who you dealing with. You don't know who you dealing with. I remember when they used to boo me. Now when they see me, they show me love. I used to have assholes. Now they ask me, they better pay enough. Cause I ain't really doing shit for free. So don't ask me, niggas, unlikely. I'm coming through, you better cut the chick. Cause if they heard my song, they might like me.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Tribe Called Red with Sela. And you can actually check them out tomorrow night playing a free show at the Cobalt. All you have to do is RSVP to extracreditvancouver.slapthat.com. Check our Facebook page for more information. There you go, Tribe Called Red, along with 94 from the album It's Yours. Both those albums are being reviewed this month in the brand new October edition of Discorder Magazine. Check it out on page 15 and 16. Moving along, but staying on Discorder Magazine, one of the features this month is on Kai Plant. He is a Victoria-based indie artist. And Claire Bailey, who does many, many roles here at CITR, including our features correspondent, is going to tell us a bit more about Kai Plant.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get to write the feature on Kai Plant. I interviewed them over Skype a while ago, and I brought in a little segment of the interview that we're going to play right now for you to hear. Yeah, it was exciting to talk to them. They just released their newest EP, which is called Thank You for Mental Illness. Kai is a huge advocate for mental health. They have an awesome podcast called Feeling Weird. And I think we're ready to play the interview bit right now. So here it is. So how did you get started writing music?
I played in lots of bands when I was younger, and I never really felt fulfilled because I was always just playing other people's music. And at some point I got tired of it. Well, I kind of just got tired of playing music, and I stopped playing for a while. And then I didn't know how to play guitar. I always played bass, so I started learning guitar, and then I just started writing songs right then. So maybe 2 years ago is when I started, and I mean, they were pretty bad at first. Maybe they're still bad, I don't know, but it's very cathartic for me, so yeah.
Have there been any differences between your first release and the one coming up in the writing process?
So the songs that on the little EP that I'm going to put out now, they're kind of like maybe B-sides from it, though it's not necessarily new material, but it's things that I came back to and was like, oh, I like that song. They are a little bit different, though. I don't know. I've been kind of steering away from the singer-songwriter person with a guitar in front of a mic thing.
I discovered your podcast, Feeling Weird.
My pride and joy.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's such a great thing that's in the world. I was so excited to find it. Can you talk, like, why did you decide to start that?
First of all, thank you for saying that. It's funny because the podcast is the only thing that I've made that I'm like proud of, you know, because like other people, it's not just all of my energy put into it.
Right.
So it's, I can be proud of it because it's like having space for other people to share. I struggle and I have struggled with mental illness pretty much all my life. And about 2.5 years ago, I went through like a really severe kind of mental breakdown and ended up in the psych ward. And then, you know, I had to live with my parents and they had to take care of me because I couldn't take care of myself. And, so it was like a process of rebuilding, I guess. And one of the main things that really helped me was listening to podcasts. Various podcasts. There was never really one that saved me or anything, but just like hearing other people talk, because I just like couldn't make human connections other than like talking with my mom or like texting a friend or whatever. So it was like really important in my recovery to hear people talking about things that were going on in my head. And, you know, I felt like, oh, I'm not crazy and I'm not alone. Specifically when people were talking about like mental illness or addiction or gender, like any of those things that were like really close to my heart. But that being said, the podcasts that I listened to were always kind of like cis male dominated, and they were never quite exactly what I wanted to hear. And it's not that they're free podcasts, right? Like I can't expect everything to be tailored to me, but it was kind of like, I don't know, probably 2 years ago, I had the idea that I'd like to start a podcast and kind of take parts of the podcast that I loved and then make something that I would want to hear, you know?
Do you find like writing songs with such personal subject matter, is it hard to release them?
I mean, it's hard to release anything because I'm so critical of myself. It is definitely harder when it's like, they are things that I care about, and it does suck when people are like, whatever. But I also can't control that, and that's okay if people don't get it. Like, I don't expect everyone to get it or even like it, but yeah, for me, it's the process of creating it. That's the most important, as like cliche as that sounds, but the releasing it is really hard, for sure. Or even playing live. Like, I played a show maybe a month or month and a half ago where it was kind of like a market, and it was all great people, but it was, because it was a certain environment, people were like walking around and talking, and it was kind of more of an event, and like that really fucked with me, because I was telling my mom, it's like you're up in front of a crowd of people who aren't really listening, and you're reading from your journal. I'm playing with different ways of playing live. I'm just going to have a microphone and my iPod.
Well,
I'm excited. I want to make it like a show where weird things happen and people are like, ugh, or like, oh.
Yeah.
I want to fuck with people, but like not in a mean way, or like not in a non-consensual way. I just want to like, I don't know, because the way I dress or the way that I am, it does like, I like visually, I see people kind of like looking at me weird, and I know it's forcing them to question things inside of themselves. And so I guess I want to extend that into the way that I express myself through my music, is to kind of just kind of question everything, I guess.
All right, that was your little interview sample with Kai Plant. If you want to learn more, you can read the feature in the magazine. Right now we're going to play a song from Kai Plant called Victoria off their new EP, Thank You for Mental Illness. And here it is on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Quiet and peaceful, you're my constant source of bliss. Cherry blossoms, open ocean, you know my mind. I get the feeling I'll never be happy. I'm far from my shore.
Different town, and I was feeling so blue. What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Crying with a track called Wool in the Wash. Cool little track there. Crying was one of the many bands that was on this double bill on Saturday night at the Rickshaw featuring Beach Fossils and Frankie Cosmos. Claire Bailey, you were at the show, yes?
Yes, I was at the show. Crying was the first band that I saw. There were six bands at the show. And I had never heard of them before, but they really blew me away. So
I had never heard of them till right now. And I think even here in the studio, we were all kind of bopping our heads along. That was a really great first listen. So
yeah.
Nice find there, Claire.
Thank you. As it turns out, it was not only my find. Connor here was also at the show this weekend. What did you think overall of the experience?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. You had almost two styles of bands there. You had like more hardcore mosh pitting bands, and then you had like Joyce Manor, and then Frankie Cosmos before that, and Beach Fossils after, which was a weird discontinuity. You had people mosh pitting and then bobbing their head and then going back to mosh pitting. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
Maybe the moshers, they were consciously wanted to give the moshers a break.
Yeah.
Rest up to get ready for round two and three and so on and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, it felt kind of like they double booked the bill and just said screw it and then put it back to back. It's pretty fun though.
Yeah.
But six bands, you guys, sounds like you got your money's worth and found some new bands to
listen
enjoy
to.
As well.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. Okay, well, thanks for that, Claire. And that was Connor, one of the... we got this is the Discorder Collective show. We have about six CITR friends and staff in studio with us right now who are sort of at an open house with us. We're going to be having a Discorder Collective moving forward. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later. But, Connor, while we got you here... Now, are you a fan of the band Skinny Puppy?
Sort of. I remember listening. I had a friend in high school, and their parents loved it. And I would always listen in the car. And it wasn't until like a number of years later, I'm like, oh, they're actually like really well-known industrial band. But not recently. I haven't listened to them recently. I didn't even know they're still around.
Many people didn't know they were still around. But yeah, they were huge in the 80s. Really helped in a way pioneer the Canadian contribution to the post-industrial genre. And this week, this Thursday, in fact, at the Astoria, there's going to be a Skinny Puppy tribute night. Even though they're still around, they're still putting out music. The Astoria thought they'd throw together a Skinny Puppy tribute night. There's going to be some DJs and a whole skinny celebration of Skinny Puppy. It all gets underway 9 o'clock this Thursday, October 13th. $5 at the door and some drink specials as well. So in honor of that, we're going to play some Skinny Puppy right now. This is one of their more recent tracks from 2013. The track is Illicit. Skinny Puppy, right here, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. sounding very 1990s era Prodigy. That is Skinny Puppy from 2013 with the track Illicit. Skinny Puppy has a tribute night happening at the Astoria this Thursday night. Another show happening at the Astoria on Friday features Wormwich of Vancouver, who are opening for Cleveland's Ringworm and Exalt from Kitchener, Ontario. Okay, we only have a few minutes left in the show. Once again, thank you to Amra, Connor, Calvin, Lisa, Kat, and Dora for being part of the Discorder Radio Collective Open House show. For anyone that is interested in getting involved in Discord Radio, we are looking for more dynamic voices to help us out with the show. For more information, you can email us at discorder.radio@citr.ca. And in the meantime, anyone else listening, you can follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Discorder Radio. Okay, so we're about to wrap it up. Matt Muse started his day in Calgary at 4 a.m. and then drove 12 hours straight to get here. And we're going to end with a Calgary band today that you may know, Matt. Chicks Dig It, who started their career 25 years ago. In fact, this weekend, Chicks Dig It is playing a special 25th anniversary show at the Cobalt. Matt, Matt doesn't even have a mic, so he gives us a thumbs up. So yes, Chicks Dig It, they're playing a 25th anniversary show at the Cobalt. It's an early show, so make sure you're there early. 7 o'clock, the doors open. There are some opening bands, but you can bet they'll be on no later than 9 p.m. We are going to close out the show today with one of their tracks called Chupa Cabras, and we thank everybody for being involved. Stay tuned for some more great punk music with Mike. He's going to be doing Flex Your Head up next. And a quick hello to all the CITR veterans that are outside. Ben Lai, Mike Barter, Nardwar, the Human Souvriette, a bit of a who's who of CITR veterans are all outside the glass right now getting ready for a big CITR programmers meeting. Good to see you guys here. Stay tuned up next for Flex Your Head with Mike, and this is Chicks Dig It, closing out the show today with Chupacabras on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the morning. Good Mole Man to you.
today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Men in the Morning.